What about the Issa Tircha? You're allowed to carry up these stones with you to the top of the Gag. If you had a make on the top of the Gag, there's a mutter to carry it up. Or Malay, he answered back, God, the covered bridge, the Tircha's Lysa says Shabbatir. As you have to shell, it's covered in breeze. If you're not going to wipe yourself, it's a big busha. And carrying it up is only a Tircha, it's Yastil Tumuch, it's on Easter Rabbonin. So the Rabbonin's are mutter, but Malkum covered in breeze. Yosem Reimal, Komalolo, Shmaitito. Ace for Ravin or Reimal. So Ravin has to cash it to Reimal. If you got finished eating and you got some meat stuck in your teeth, you want to clean out your teeth, it's like covered a breeze, so you're allowed to take a toothpick from what Mishalfona? From any wood that's in front of you, even though it's like muksa, still you're allowed to use it. Laksas Vashino to clean out your teeth. The say no. Loyito, you can't take any piece of wood because it's muksa. Only the wood you set aside to use for your behemoths. So you see, muksadika wood, according to Chum, it's also to use. What do you want to use it for? To clean out your teeth, which is a shalom from covered abrias. So you see, the mokum covered abrias, the rabbanu were not matter the use of muksa. So why are we learning the Torah now so poshid that we have to go to the basic keys to Yelana carry with yourself stones that are muksa because it's covered abrias? And the Gemara Hachiyash, what's on kasher of this? Hosa modum kaveya mokum masuda. Where you gonna eat? Everybody knows before Shabbos where he's gonna eat. So the pshat is when you eat, you have things stuck in your teeth and it's not nice. So you should have prepared yourself before Shabbos to have toothpicks. Like you should have made wood oy smoke so to be miyachet for that. If you didn't do it, then you should have rabbanim warm out to you. There's a place in the Morris times they didn't have like a bathroom like we have now in your house, you know where you're gonna go. They used to go outside in the fields. If this place was busy, you go to another place. So wasn't you do exactly where you're going to have to go make on Shabbos. Therefore, the Rabbanan warned Mechayiv you do to set aside the stones before Shabbos. But on Shabbos, wherever you go, you're allowed to touch the stones, even though the muksa, to wipe yourself as God will cover the brias, that's doicha, they'll give you through the Rabbanan. Rashi, hosam odim kevei lesudah, boy, the lohochin shom yesmu, you should have prepared yourself before Shabbos.
And you come to make now, so you want to take any muksa in your house. The Chorish also be allowed to use muksa to wipe your stuff with, as gobel covered a breeze. Or maybe no, without basmanas, everybody has their own bathroom, and you know where you're going to make. So you should have prepared yourself before Shabbos with Shabbos paper. If you didn't prepare yourself beforehand, maybe they're going to warm out to you. So I'm not sure exactly. Right. Omer Rav Huna. Osa lefanois besodem near b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to go make on a sod near, that means a sod that was just plowed before Shabbos, you can't make it on Shabbos. For the more my time, what's wrong with making in a field that the field was just plowed before Shabbos? Ilema mishum davshi, if you want to stop, say, going in, like, it's not your field, it's your friend's field. And davsho, alfmazik, the guy just plowed his field, it's roy to plant, and now you come with a step over it, so it's not nice you'd be mazik his field. For the Gemara, b'zoi afilu b'chol nami, should be yosef b'chol then, you're a mazik, it's not a din in Shabbos. Here it's mashman Shabbos you can't make in the field that was just plowed. V'yel zat Gemara mishum asovim, to what we're afraid, that there is grass there, it's Rashi mishum asovim. Shemach mislich lukas hanir asovim, oylo ala tzur. Since you just plowed the field, it's like wet, so even on the stones in the fields, the grass is growing on it. U'kishum akenech boi nitloshim. And when you wipe yourself, the asovim are coming off. You're like ripping off the grass, off the stones. That's the yitzah. For the Gemara, v'omer ashlokish, tsurora shola by asovim. Afilu you have a stone that has grass growing on the stone, out of the stone, still mutla kamech boy. Still you're allowed to wipe yourself on Shabbos with it. Why? What are you afraid? Maybe while you're wiping yourself, maybe some stones will, maybe the grass will come off it. But there it is, you're not mechavim for that though. You're only mechavim to wipe yourself, but it's not a psikresha, the grass has to come off it. So as lo, v'sheinim eskavim, it's mutter. That's al kashir also. What are you saying? It's also to wipe yourself. to make in a field that was just plowed, what are you afraid of? Maybe the stones, they have grass growing on it, so what? Rosh Lakish says, you're allowed to wipe yourself with these stones even on Shabbos.
To rip off the grass off these stones, b'Shabbos, then chayiv chatas, and come then you chayiv chatas.
But I call upon him by us. Why is it also to make on Shabbos?
As the Gemara Ella, Dilma noket miloi v'shodlo titoi.
I tell you, we're talking about even in your own field. So your own field, there's no way to mazik, you're not being mazik the field, even though you just plowed it before Shabbos. If you want to make in your own field, the chur should be mutter.
Well, the issue is, we're afraid, since you just plowed there, there's one side of it has like hills, has the dirt up, and one side has like holes down. So we're afraid, while you're making, you'll take out stones, maybe you'll take a stone from the hill, from a top part, and b'shodlo titoi, you'll throw it to the bottom part, you like smooth out the ground. And that will be this mishum charisho. O mechayim mishum de rabbi, b'chayim from rabbi's din. The yama rabbi had before, rabbi said, somebody had a hole in the ground for tamama, and he filled it up to smooth it out. Is the bias if he's doing it in his house? And the Gemara times the floor wasn't made out of like us, the rugs. The floor was dirt. So if you do your dirt floor, you smooth it out. You should know chayim mishum b'inus, and it's a binyan on Shabbos. Besod, if you smooth out a hole in the karka in your back, in the chotzer outside, is chayim mishum chayrish. So that's why they asked you not to make a new plow field. Because we're afraid, since on a plowed field there's a lot of holes and there's a lot of mountains like hills there, we're afraid you'll take out the stone from like a hill and put it down to fill up the hole. And that will be an Isha Harisha on Shabbos.
Gufa, said the Mer. Omer Resh Lakish, Tzror Shola Bo Yasovim. If you have this stone that came grass on it, is Mutla Kanech Boy. You'll have to wipe yourself with it on Shabbos because it's a Dove Shenim Eskavri, not Mechavim to pull off the grass. Fatelish permitted, or somebody is mechavim aferish to pull off the grass on Shabbos, is chayiv chatas.
Omer Papi, said the Papi, Shema Minim with Resh Lakish. From Resh Lakish we have a rayon, hay parpisa, that's like a flower pot. Is sharla tatuli, you let it move it on Shabbos. What should be the sharla? The chur, when you're picking up the flower pot, it's like a tlisha. You be mafsit the yanika, hazoy, the flower pot is on the ground, it's being yonik from the karka. Now when you pick it up, you're stopping the unique, it's not getting its nourishment from the ground, that should be an Isha Tlisha. But you see it from Resh Lakish, it's Mutta. Always Resh Lakish's case, you have this wet stone that is grass growing on it. So he says, you're allowed to pick it up to wipe yourself. But I call upon him, calls the mind, it's attached to the ground, the Kura gets nourishment from the ground. When you pick it up now, you're stopping its nourishment, so that's be an Isha Tlisha. So you see, that's not called an Isha Tlisha. That's the Chiddush from Resh Lakish. Rashi speaks out, what it means is no Satlisha means midirabonim, midirais is no Satlisha. And it's not midirabonim, it's awesome. But to stamazai, to pick up the plant, or to pick up the stone. Over here, mishum kovar abriyas, rabonim will matter you. But he says it's mutter, means midirais, it's mutter. It's only yosem midirabonim, so the rabonim could be make a mishum kovar abriyas, like was on sick. Mask of love, kind of a kind of kashom, im omru litzarech. Yomush Lord Circle, that's good for the kasha. What's the raya? Maybe the emissary is also with the rabbonim to pick up this stone. Because when it gets its nourishment from the ground, you pick it up now, you're stopping its nourishment. It's called like klisha. You're pulling it out of the ground, like taking the grass and pulling it out of the ground. So what then? To have a flower pot that's on the ground, you're not allowed to pick it up because you're stopping the yanika. Now here, we're only mounted to wipe yourself with these stones. I'll cover the brias, let's serve. Om Rabbaya. Since we have some halachas talking about these flower pots, we'll say another halacha about it. You should know, if you had a flower pot that was resting on the karka, you say this, you pick it up now and let it hang in the air, is mechayim mishum telish. Yechayiv also tlisha, like we just got from the saying. So Rashi speaks out here klo. It means only with the rabbanon. It's called the rabbanon de katlisha. That since you're stopping the unique, it looks like you're telish it. Therefore, with the rabbanon, it's awesome. And Tais also says like this, it's only awesome with the rabbanon. Therefore, now it's still here. Resh Lakish says you're allowed to pick up the stone, even though you're making a tlisha, you're being telish the asavim, the grass off the ground. The teretz is though, it's only yosem the rabbanon the hemishim kovod abriyas rabbanon will matter you. For yemuna fagabi you say this. And let's say fakert the flower pot was hanging in the air on top of pegs. Venicho agabi karka you put it down the one the karka is chayim mishum nateya. It's mid rabbanon the adonis nateya.
Because Baita, since you'd be Mekarva, putting closer to the ground, it gets more unique now, it gets more nourishment from the ground. That's how you're making it grow better. That's also a koponim with the Rabbanim.
That's more Baita. Omer Rav Yochanan, Osa lakaneich becheres b'Shabbos. You can't wipe yourself with an earthly keli on Shabbos. My time, what's the use to wipe yourself with a cheres? Ilema mishum sakono, vice versa chop, you may cut yourself with it. As if Yechon says a lotion, it's also like a nech b'Shabbos. Mashmitz and Yisra on Shabbos. And if it's Mishum Sakon, it should be also even in the middle of the week also. V'yelo Mishum K'shofim. Elamayit, to wipe yourself with a kli cheres, it's nisach kishuv, it's no good, it's dangerous. V'yelo Mavayit, afilu b'chol na'amilei, it should be also even doing the weekday. Why is it Yechon says an Yisra on Shabbos? V'yelo Mishum Asheras Nimin. If you want to say it's an Isser on Shabbos, you have to say, Yechon, it means to say that there's a shalah by using a sharp kli cheres, maybe you'll pull off the hair while you're wiping yourself. For the Moritz, Dover Sheni Meskavenu. So why is it also? You're not Mechavin to pull off the hair, and why is it not a psychratia, so it should be Mutter. Omelu Reb Nosson Bavishio, Gavra Rabba Omer Milsa, since a big person said this din that was Rabbi Yechonin, is name of a time. Let's understand, let's say a time, what he meant to say. Is, loy mi boy b'chol d'yoser, he meant to say, there's not only in the week, there's it also, avol b'Shabbos. Ho yol v'ikotaris kli olov. Shabbodomi, he's don't think, in the week there, vadim it's also to use it, because in the middle of the week there, you could use a stone, better than the kli cheres. And there's no issa muks in the middle of the weekday, so vad it's better to use a stone than to use a klicheris. Mashenkin on Shabbos that a stone is muksum, so I would think a klicheris is better to use because it's not muksum. Afilu the chiddush is the avol b'Shabbos hoyovik a teres kli olov shabbodomi. I would think it's mutter to use the klicheris to wipe yourself on Shabbos. Kamash malon that's also what's the issa either mishum sakon or maybe you cut yourself. Or else it's an issa mishum kshofim. So the Gemara, Rava masni lo, Rava learned no mishum ashoras nimin. Rava learned the reason why the Yechon said it was also to wipe yourself the kli cheres on Shabbos is because we're afraid maybe you pull off the hair, you'll cut off the hair. The kash, then we had a kash of Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, but it's a Stephen Rabbi Yechon. Mi yom Rabbi Yechon and nos lekenech becheres b'Shabbos is the truth that Rabbi Yechon said, you're not allowed to wipe yourself the kli cheres on Shabbos. Almol at this pshat, what's the yisid dover sheni meskavin also? Because dover sheni meskavin is also, because by pulling off the hair, you're not mechavin to pull off the hair. Elamai, since it comes out, it's a dover sheni meskavin, still it's also, like a beauty shita. For the Gemara Kasha, Vomer Rabbi Yechon himself paskind, ha'aloch like a stam Mishnah. Rabbi Yechon all over paskind like a stam Mishnah. Rutanan is a Mishnah Nozer that says, Nozer, even though a Nozer has an Issa to pull out his hair, Choyfe from a fast face, he's allowed to scrub and rub his hair. Aye, maybe hair will come out. The Torah says, you're not Mechavin. So you see a Dover Shein HaMeskavin is Mutter. Avoloi Sarek, but you can't comb your hair. You have to answer back that the Yisra is not Mishum Asharas Nimim. And Rabbi Yechon in that he said it's also on Shabbos, he means let me boy come. Not only in the weekday is it also, because there, of course, you could use a stone better than a klicheris, but even on Shabbos that a stone is muksa, still it's better to use a stone than to use a klicheris. And what's the Yisra? Either because it's Mishum Kshofim, it's dangerous as Kshofim, or else it's bad as a sakon. So the more Mike Shofim, what's the raya? Say, what's the chesaron of kishuv? Mokiho the Rav Chizda Rabba Bar Avuna have a koad libiarva. Both Rav Chizda and Rabba Bar Avuna was going in a ship. Omer Luhi Matrinusa, there was a shik said the goya oisvim badaychu. She wanted to sit with them. V'lo yesvu, they didn't let her sit with them. Is Omer Iyo Milso? She said some type of kishuv. Osrosaliyava, she like stopped the whole ship from moving with her kishuv. Omru Inu Milsa, they answered back, also said something, and Shayu, they were mad to the ship to let it go. Shirashi learns, Omru Bilesh Rashi, Omru Inu Milsa, they shame Tyrum. It wasn't Kishiv, or they shame Tyrum. They said something back, but it was also that took away the Kishiv of the Isha. Omru Luhu, so she said to them, My Evaluchu, what can I do to you? She was saying the reason why her Kishiv didn't work.